Brian, how are you?
I'm good today. How you doing, Tony?
Well, I'm doing well. No one is going to tell me to buy Pepsi because I'm a Coke drinker if I drink pop. So I can see a million Pepsi commercials and they won't influence me. But I have no idea why I remember call 1-800-HANSON's. Get it done. where did you get that jingle from?
I actually wrote it with another guy and thought it was brilliant.
All right. Well, let's talk about your company, Hanson's. Just give us the gist on what you're all about.
We're about providing windows, siding, and roofing to people's homes at affordable prices. They can get the work done. It's backed by our money-back guarantee. Really, it's just about the consumer and doing lots of jobs, low profit margins, but you do lots of them, you still can make money.
Are you strictly in the state of Michigan, or are you working all over the country now?
I am not all over the country, just Michigan and Ohio.
Do you have plans to expand?
My plans are always to expand, and I'm always looking for new markets to go into.
Give your assessment.
It's really just...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's really just about people building, and as you build more people and you build a stronger bench, you tend to be able to expand into other markets faster.
We had talked about, had you ever considered doing work, providing your services to state or federal governments or big companies, and you told me no. Why is that?
I don't like bureaucratic red tape, and to actually get paid, you know, 19 people would have to process this and stamp this and wait for your money, and nothing is easy about how our government currently works.
Tell us what your thoughts are on the business climate in Michigan. We've talked to many times on this program how there is lots of evidence out there that Michigan is one of the worst places to do business, whether you're a startup or whether you're trying to expand. There's too many rules and regulations. The taxation is crazy. Give your thoughts on the current climate of doing business in this state.
It's very easy to come up with this answer. You know, businesses are just like anything else. They're looking for the preferred place to be. So if you own a business, you know, I grew up here. I'm here because I started here. Why would somebody come here? So they can get their own Michigan business tax? It pushes you away. Now, we can work on the opposite end, and we could say, why did people come? Why are all these, you know, why did I see Sean Penn yesterday? Well, I saw Sean Penn because they're doing a movie here, because tax-wise, they're compelled to be here. So if you use those two things and those two analogies, it's easy to see why people wouldn't do business here or wouldn't want to do business here, as opposed to why the movie people say, hey, I've got the best deal ever in Michigan.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So what can Michigan do to change that? That's very easy. Make it a business-friendly climate. Make it an industry-friendly climate.
And how do you do that?
Well, you have to be competitive. Let's start there. If we're not competitive in the marketplace, there's no reason to come. If I'm not competitive with my competitor Wallside, for example, there's no reason for people to buy from me. I have to give them a better value for their money. Otherwise, more people are going to go to them. So if you don't have the best value, therein lies your problem. So why should somebody come to Michigan so they can face the taxes, they can face the bureaucracy? There's other places to be, and until the government changes that, I don't see any changes happening.
Tell us what you think about the city of Detroit. They have so many challenges, and Mayor Dave Bing is trying to work out a process to address a lot of those. Talk about what your thoughts are on Detroit and what needs to happen to make that city thrive again.
Well, you have to start with the core values. It's similar to what Rick Snyder, you know, is saying, is you have to have a plan in place and, you know, plan your work your plan. You know, number one, how do you keep people in the city of Detroit and people want to move to the city of Detroit is you have to fix the school system. I would not send my child to the Detroit public school system. So if it starts at the schools, it starts at the homes, it starts with the safety in the neighborhoods. Those are the reasons why kids and families move to cities. as well as you have to bring in industry. You have to bring in businesses. They have to take down everything that makes the city look decrepit. Chicago, when you go there, it's a beautiful place. They have to make Detroit beautiful again. You have to get to the core values of what the city is about. The city has to have its own mission statement. Detroit is going to be the place where the finest education, most businesses, you know, best potential for business growth. You have to have the core values in place, and then you have to operate from a place in unity, with the board as well as the mayor, that we are going to stick by this plan. And yes, some people are not going to be happy with the plan, but we're going to stick by this plan, and that's what we're going to grow to.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Brian Elias, who is the founder and owner of Hanson's. How does a guy who knew that college wasn't his thing and who was working out of the trunk of his car end up running Hanson's? I know in reading your bio, it was kind of interesting. Your father had suggested that you talk to someone, and a girl, a friend of yours that you had been spending some time with, suggested that you look into it. Talk about that story.
Well, when I was going to college, grades were not my thing. It really was going to classes wasn't my thing. I was more interested in the social aspect. And my father says, hey, Brian, maybe school's not for you. So he says, why don't you go talk to my friend? He owns a window company. And I didn't even know people changed their windows. I had no idea back then. And, you know, I hung up the phone with my dad, and I had talked to a friend about an hour later, and she says, that's funny. My brother's in that business. I'm going to call him. So she calls up her brother. It turns out her brother worked for my father's friend. And so I just drove over there and took a look around and saw there was a lot of potential there. And I said, I can do this. And that's how I ended up in the business.
You know, I find it interesting that as opposed to going to a McDonald's or being a lifeguard, you were selling pots and pans and speakers and telephones and radios, literally, as you say, out of the trunk of your car. How did you know you were a salesman and perhaps not the type of worker to go somewhere else?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to actually negotiate my grades. I would go to the teachers and say, hey, we can work on this. Let's, you know, you see some effort here. Let's, you know, there's no reason to give me a C. Give me a B. Give me a B minus. I have some of my teachers that are Facebook friends now, and they find it ironic that, you know, because I was so good and so good at talking with people that I was able to, you know, build a life without education. And it's like almost like an ongoing joke.
All right. Well, Brian, we've really appreciated your time. We like to get business owners on the program to talk business and to hopefully inspire those new entrepreneurs. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. It was great talking to you.